All right, welcome back to Niaga Awani. We're still under the segment of Niaga Awani Forecast, where drones, also known as unmanned aerial vehicles or UAVs, are remote controlled flying vehicles that were originally developed for military applications and later expanded to civilian use in commercial, logistic, recreational and agricultural areas, among others. Consumer drones, the first variety developed for non-military use, were initially only of interest to model aircraft enthusiasts. Nowadays, however, they are also used by tech fans, sports fans, adventurers, professional photographers and videographers. And after years of development, the range of consumer drone models is almost limitless now. So joining us in the morning is one of the women drone pilot, which is also the chief operating officer of Meraki, which is Surya Hani Effendi Chu. Good morning, Surya.
Hi, good morning, Nabila. Thank you.
All right, In 2022, the drones segment continued to grow, driven by the investments in technology and changing consumer preferences, despite the worldwide supply chain disruption caused by COVID-19. So maybe you can share, how is the trend and level of acceptance of drones evolving in 2023, and to what extent are the growth prospects of the drone industry influenced by the economic factors during this period?
All right. Thank you, Nabila. Looking at, back to 2023, that's where we are known as. I think Malaysia has been recognized to be one of the progressive countries in the world, right? This has actually been acknowledged by Droning. This is actually the research, global research companies that actually acknowledge Malaysia to be the number one, right? Number one in the global top 20. Compared to, and in fact, Meraki itself ranked number 18 in the world. So looking at that trend and looking at that requirements, where is drone starting from the COVID, where we are existing, right? There are multiple of industries coming in. We have agriculture, we have telecommunications, we have security surveillance. This is where we are looking at how we develop the drone tech, right? So the technology evolved, I think, not only looking into one industry, it moved around, and Skated Around is actually one of the Malaysian drone tech action plan. That's where we are actually coming aligned along with the ministry, with the agencies, to build up the drone tech to actually involve in how we can develop the industry from one level to another level of transformations, digital solutions.
Oh, all right, Surya, moving towards 2024, we have about less than a week left. How does Meraki anticipate the trends in the drone industry in Malaysia for next year, 2024, considering the global growth and advancement in technology observed recently?
Looking at how we can forecast 2024, I think that's where the transformations of digital solutions comes in, the enhancements of the drone tech, not only looking into a hardware. I think that's where the software comes in, and both the combinations, actually enhancements of technology, give a better future of how we can bring this to the industry. So forecasting 2024, we have at least about 100,000 high-value jobs offering. All right, this is how we can align with the economic prosperity, looking at how the action plans move around from 2022 to 2030, expecting generations of GDP 50.71 billion. So this is how we actually encourage the youngsters, we encourage the youth, we encourage the upskilling talents to be part of drone technology in the industries. In Malaysia, perhaps, I think it's in the global. So the expansions in 2024 brings another new future of another enhancements of technology, not only about drone. We are looking into the previous solutions and also moving onwards on transformations to digital solutions.
And considering the dominance of well-established players like DJI, Parrot and Unique in the global drone market, how does Meraki plan to position itself or compete in the Malaysian drone industry, as well as addressing the needs of Malaysian market in terms of pricing and also product offerings?
Meraki is known as we actually are doing hybrid drones. Okay, that's how we started our journey as a drone manufacturer locally in Malaysia. We actually produce the hybrid drones, and this technology, even I think that's a success stories happens in all the plantations and agriculture industry where we started from. And then we divert around an expansion throughout other industries. So looking at the hybrid technologies that can be actually sustainability of how we can actually enhance the longer endurance of flying and others. So not comparing to other brand names around across the world, but we are looking into the unique propositions, how we can bring up the hybrid technology, not only looking into the drone tech. I think we are expanding more beyond than robotic powered solutions. We're bringing how the technology can drive it from one perspective to another, and expansions along the industries to the telco, to the power and others, of course, in global market as well.
Surya, maybe you can share a little bit more on the face of existing challenges such as regulations and privacy concerns. How does Meraki intend to address these issues and contribute to the responsible growth of the drone industry in Malaysia? Or maybe there are any potential challenges or opportunities that may alter the forecasted trends for the drone industry in 2024?
Okay, I think part of what we have on the action plans on drone technology as well in Malaysia, that is where the ministries, agencies are helping along with the service providers, right? The industry players as well. This is how we can actually align how can the rules, regulations and the requirements can come along. A part of that, we have our awareness, okay, how we can actually create, educate, and the training programs coming in as part of the current challenge that we have. This is what we are trying to overcome. And this is how we are looking into the future of how drone tech can develop as well. I think that is where all the agencies, the ministries, okay, looking into the potential. For example, looking at 2023 and how we're bringing up 2024. We have actually conquered or we have exploring all the agriculture and plantations industry. And this is how we are looking into expansions of the potential, especially Sabah, Sarawak, other countries as well, where we can actually develop the youth, we can develop the local community to actually serve on the drone tech perspective.
So we have about 2 minutes left. So within this, can you share on how Meraki Services Neighbourhood progressing towards its goal of becoming the world's 10 best drone service provider within the next 5 years? And how can businesses and also organisations strategically align themselves with the ongoing adoption trend in the drone industry to gain a competitive advantage?
I think that is the unique propositions that we're looking into. 2024 is the continuous of what we are developing, right? So from the digital transformations to the solutions on how we can look into the AI technology comes in. It's not only looking at the hardware, that's where the software comes in. So the embedded of the enhancements AI tech is the one that we're looking near future. And that's how we actually looking into both combinations and expansions into industry, not only on the local market, we are also expanding on the global markets to be top 10 or the best in terms of drone technology, as per se, serving the industry as a drone service provider.
All right. Of course, the demand for drones expected will continue to increase as they become more not just accessible but affordable too. Advances in technology such as longer battery life, improved camera quality and obstacle avoidance are making drones more versatile. So I would like to say thank you to Chief Operating Officer of Meraki, Surya Hani Effendi Chu.